CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. The latest federal agency to consider steep cuts to its workforce, the Department of Veterans Affairs. Michael Wallace reports 80,000 jobs could be eliminated.
In an internal memo, the VA's chief of staff says the department needs to return to its 2019 or pre-Biden administration staffing levels. More than a quarter of the VA's workforce are veterans, like Jeffrey Stewart, who works at the West Haven VA Hospital in Connecticut.
I'm nervous to see if I'm still going to have a job come March 14th.
The deadline for Congress to avoid a government shutdown. Veteran Bridget Prince is a patient at that VA.
If you start eliminating the workers, that means our care diminishes.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
President Trump has given automakers a brief reprieve, a 30-day exemption from the tariffs on Mexico and Canada. White House spokeswoman Caroline Leavitt was asked today if that's enough time for them to prepare for what's ahead.
He told them that they should get on it, start investing, start moving, shift production here to the United States of America, where they will pay no tariff. That's the ultimate goal.
A man accused of being part of the attack on American forces during the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan appeared in a U.S. courtroom today. Correspondent Scott McFarlane was there.
Wearing a blue jail jumpsuit and standing next to an interpreter here at the federal court in Alexandria, Virginia, Mohammed Sharifullah said very little as the prosecutor and the judge explained the charges he faces, including conspiracy to provide material support to a foreign terrorist organization. That would be life in prison if he's convicted. He'll be held in marshal's custody pending a hearing on Monday.
13 American service members were killed in the attack on Abbey Gate at the Kabul airport. The White House said today the U.S. has been talking directly to Hamas, something that has not occurred in the past because it's considered a terrorist group. It comes as Israel pushes Hamas to accept an alternative arrangement for the ceasefire in Gaza and release more hostages. In the meantime, it's withholding aid, as Deborah Potter reports.
Human rights groups have called this a starvation policy, but Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has raised the pressure even more, saying he will not rule out cutting off all electricity to Gaza if Hamas doesn't budge.
Millions of Americans are dealing with severe weather today. Meteorologist Grant Gilmore.
This is a massive storm system. You've got snow to the north. You've got severe weather all across the mid-Atlantic down to the south. And then you've got trailing showers and storms all the way into the Gulf. This is just a massive storm system with wide-reaching impacts that will be felt over the next couple of days. In fact, they have been felt for the last couple of days.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. An investigation continues into a Racine County homicide last night. A 15-year-old boy is in custody after Caledonia police responded to a call about a juvenile possibly killing his mother last night. The teen surrendered to officers as they arrived to the home. They found the mother dead inside. A wind advisory runs through tonight. Gusts are topping out at around 50 as temperatures drop. We'll have the latest on the weather coming up in the forecast. The competency of a former Kenosha County school aide charged with several child sex crimes has been called into question. Anna Marie Crocker was in court this morning. Her attorney raised competency concerns. A judge went along with it, ordering an examination. Crocker faces charges in both Racine and Kenosha counties, with 12 felony charges, including first-degree sexual assault of a child. Racine's city council last night voted to give the council president, not the mayor, the power to appoint committee members. The mayor does retain veto power and the right to appoint alders to the executive committee. Senator Bernie Sanders will speak at UW Parkside Friday. It's part of what he calls a fighting oligarchy tour. The event aims to pressure GOP representatives to oppose cuts. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Packers keep their kicker. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. The Packers re-signing place kicker Brandon McManus to a new three-year contract worth over $15 million. McManus, who turns 34 in July, will be guaranteed $5 million and given a $5 million signing bonus. The New York Jets releasing Devontae Adams, and now fans tweeting the Packers should bring the 32-year-old receiver back to Green Bay. College basketball, Marquette takes on UConn tonight at the Gamble Pavilion in Connecticut. The Badgers in Minneapolis for the border battle with Minnesota. NBA, the Bucks with a 127-121 win over the Hawks in Atlanta. Giannis with his seventh triple-double of the season. Doc Rivers asked about the mix of young and veteran players on this Bucks roster.
We're kind of mixed. We play young and old, but we're not only just veteran players. We have, like, straight grown-ups. I keep saying it. Everybody on our team is over themselves. There's nothing, there's no stuff, what I call clutter. The guys just play together. They want to do right. It's an absolutely fantastic team to coach.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Snow showers around this evening, then a clearing sky overnight, but staying windy with lows in the mid-20s. Turning mostly sunny for tomorrow and a high around 40, but a bit breezy. Mostly cloudy Friday, few flurries and snow showers, high mid-30s. Right now it's 33.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN, good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman with Diane Carlson, the executive director of the Racine Arts Council, and always has great ideas of things to do regarding the arts around the community. And what do you have for us today, Diane?
Well, I'm sure you know that in the world of theater, panto seems to be enjoying a resurgence in popularity. And this weekend, Racine Children's Theater is offering just a full slate of panto opportunities.
You know, panto, I just learned that word. I didn't know that word before until recently.
You may know it as pantomime.
Yeah.
It's the alternative word is pantomime. It's a children's story, but it has adult humor components too, like slapstick, outrageous ensembles, audience participation. This weekend, Friday through Sunday, every day, Racine Children's Theater is presenting Little Red Riding Hood, a panto. It's really a family-oriented performance that all ages will enjoy. The classic story with a small but mighty Little Red who outsmarts the big bad wolf. And it is a chance to see some of Racine's finest acting talent in a brand new way.
Yeah, I'm chuckling because my wife actually is involved with this one.
She is, and I'm so excited to see her back on the stage.
Well, I got a little sneak peek of it, and the kids are going to love the grandma, too. Now, my wife does not play the grandma, but the kids are going to love the grandma in this one.
I'm hearing nothing but great things about all of it, so I can't wait. And plus, tickets are only $7.
There you go.
Of course, details and tickets are available, as always, at RacineTheater.org. Performances are at the Racine Theater Guild, and details are at RacineTheater.org.
All right, very good. The Packy Play is this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Great way to get your kids or grandkids interested in live theater for the first time.
Great point.
All right, there's Diane Carlson. She's the Executive Director of the Racine Arts Council, and I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Oh,
Scenes home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. And Paul Harvey is back on the air with us. That's right, the late Paul Harvey back on the air with archived episodes of the rest of the story. You can hear him at 7:25 a.m. and then again just after the new news at 12:05. It's brought to you in part by Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha on 75th Street and 30th Avenue. Kenosha's tradition for stunning customized floral arrangements and more. Paul Harvey on WRJN and online at WRJN.com.
Hi, this is Mike, your CBD store in Racine. We're excited to introduce Nero Water Soluble CBD, the innovative way to experience faster, more effective relief for managing stress, pain, neurological issues, or just want to boost your overall wellness. Nero Water Soluble CBD absorbs quickly, delivers results within 5 to 10 minutes. We offer expert advice, friendly service, and a full range of high-quality CBD products. Your CBD store, Racine, wellness that works, on the corner of 31 and Spring Street. Let us help change your life one drop at a time.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died.
Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. This is Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse in Sturtevant. There's nothing quite like the rich aroma of brisket or the sweet scent of a homemade pie fresh from the oven. Every cut of meat is smoked low and slow to perfection. Every dessert and pie is made from scratch, from fluffy pancakes at breakfast to a warm, hearty soup with lunch. Flavor and love can be found in every bite. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Workdays can be unpredictable, but your workwear shouldn't be. With a Cintas Apparel Plus program, you'll have freshly laundered garments for everyone on your team delivered every week. Cintas has workwear for just about any job imaginable, with high-performance fabrics and an uncompromising fit that stretches and moves with you. Don't leave looking and feeling good to chance. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
For 98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news. And we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Are you on a dating app? A survey reveals that many men who use dating apps are less interested in women whose hobbies include volunteering, reading, going to the movies, and opinions about politics. Basically, men hate nearly everything.
Someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Perish is a word that more than a blush. To the hope in my heart each time I cherish as much as I do yours. Oh, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they loved you, with all the rest of their lies, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes. Cherishes the word I used to describe all the feeling that I have hiding here for you inside. You don't know how many times I wish that I had told you. You don't know how many times I wish that I could hold you. You don't know how many times I wish that I could mold you into someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. And I do cherish you. Cherish is the word.
Your home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, where you can sign up to receive the new WRJN weekly newsletter at WRJN.com. The newsletter recaps the big local and state news stories of the week. It highlights some of our on-air contests and hosts and profiles some local businesses. And it has tips on marketing and advertising, too. Just sign up at WRJN.com. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A wind advisory runs through tonight. Gusts are topping out at around 50 as temperatures drop. We'll have the latest on the weather coming up in the forecast. An investigation continues into a Racine County homicide last night. A 15-year-old boy is in custody after Caledonia police responded to a call about a juvenile possibly killing his mother last night. The teen surrendered to officers as they arrived to the home. They found the mother dead inside. The competency of Anna Marie Crocker has been called into question. She's the former Kenosha County school aide facing 12 felony child sex crime charges. During her court appearance this morning, her attorney raised concerns about her mental state, prompting the judge to order a competency examination. Crocker charged in both Racine and Kenosha counties with offenses including first-degree sexual assault of a child will return to court for that competency hearing April 4th. Last night, the city council in Racine voted to shift some powers away from the mayor. The changes now give the council president authority to appoint people to the council committees. Prior, the mayor took on that role. The mayor used to appoint heads of those committees, but now the committee will vote on their own leadership. The mayor does keep veto power and the right to appoint alders to the executive committee. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com. WRJN.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Snow showers around this evening, then a clearing sky overnight, but staying windy with lows in the mid-20s. Turning mostly sunny for tomorrow and a high around 40, but a bit breezy. Mostly cloudy Friday, few flurries and snow showers, high mid-30s. Right now it's 33.
Wagon of a traveling show. My mama used to dance for the money they'd throw. Mama would do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. A boy just saw the mobile, gave him a ride, filled him with a hot meal. I was 16, he was 21. Rode with us to Memphis, and Papa would have shot him if he knew what he'd done. Money down. I never had schooling, but it taught me well with its smooth southern style. 3 months later, I'm a gal in trouble, and I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, I haven't seen him for a while. Oh. She was born in the wagon of a traveling show. Her mama had to dance. They throw. Grandpa do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. We hear it from the people of the town. They call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around and lay their money down.
It's Cher, Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. By the way, did you know there's a new musical about Cher? It's called The Cher Show, and actually it's coming to the Marcus Performing Arts Center in Milwaukee in April.
Did you ever have to make up your mind to pick up on one and leave the other behind? It's not often easy and not often kind. Did you ever have to make up your mind?
Local news and timeless hits.
when you're down and out, when you're on the street, when evening falls so hard, I will comfort you. I'll take your part. Oh, when darkness comes and pain is all around, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down like a bridge over troubled water.
Sail on, silver girl, sail on by. Your time has come to shine. All your dreams are on their way. See how they shine.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, and you can listen to the Don Rosen Morning Show, home to tons of entertaining and informative interviews with local folks every week. And now you can hear many of those in podcast form on demand. Just go to WRJN.com, click on the Don Rosen Morning Show to listen. Here's John Fred and his Playboy Band on WRJN.
Judy in the sky. Wearing your bracelets and your new round arm across your heart, yeah, with your living brown. A chimney sweep spiral we got, Judy in the sky with dances.
Come to me tonight, come to me tonight.
Judy in the sky.
I'll just take your glasses.
Comes that rainy day feeling again, and soon my tears they will be falling like rain.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, all week long, you love listening to the timeless hits from the 60s and 70s on WRJN, but listen Sunday mornings as WRJN presents Lou Regani and Music of the Stars. Before Elvis, before Buddy Holly and the Beatles, there was Nat King Cole, Benny Goodman, and Glenn Miller. There was Julie Andrews, and of course, Frank Sinatra. It's Sundays from 7 a.m. till noon. It's Lou Regani and Music of the Stars on WRJN.
Yeah.
are your home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN coming up. CBS News at 6 and more timeless hits on the way with Chris Morrow. I'm Kurt Vollman. Thanks for being homeward bound with me this afternoon. I will chat with you again tomorrow afternoon at 2. Have a great night.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
When I said left is loneliness. There's nothing.
So kind, I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. The others were untrue, but when it came to loving you, cause you came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made